"Fire and brimstone," Ned put in. "All right, then, my fine harpooner. If vertebrates several hundred meters long and proportionate in bulk live in such depths, their surface areas, made up of millions of square centimeters, and the pressure they undergo must be assessed in billions of kilograms, calculate then how much resistance of bone structure and strength of constitution they'd need in order to withstand such pressures. They'd need to be manufactured from sheet iron plates 8 inches thick like ironclad frigates," Ned Land replied. "Right, Ned. And then picture the damage such a mass could inflict if it were launched with the speed of an express train against a ship's hull." "Yes, indeed." "Maybe," the Canadian replied, staggered by these figures, but still not willing to give in. "Well, have I convinced you?" "You've convinced me of one thing, Mr. Naturalist. That deep in the sea, such animals would need to be just as strong as you say, if they exist."